Good afternoon, and thanks for the chance that has given to us. Please can you accept our greeting, Mr. Ibrahim Arif, Mr. Julius Kenyatta, Mr. Muhammad Yala Imam, and Mr. Yusuf Kevin, also Mr. Susan Yodhi behind. Today, we got some great things to share with you, and I would like to get started with the events. First, I would like to talk about disabilities, one of our main issues in the world. Disabilities is a term that covers disorder, ability limitation, and also Parkinson's perception. It is not only about just a problem, but also a complex phenomenon that affects the connection between the perception of a person's body with the social environment. Today, more than 1 billion people in the world have at least one form of disability. That's nearly 3 out of every 20 persons in the world are disabled people. Moreover, 2 out of them live under poverty. We cited this data from the World Report on Disabilities by the WHO in 2010. After we did some researchers, he discovered that we have problems in empowerment aspect. In fact, in OECD nations, the employment rate for disabled people is still below the half of employment rate for normal people. It is just 44% compared to 75% of employment rate for normal people. The question is, if they do not work, so how can they survive in the future? Actually, there were several solutions that had provided, such as government policies, social funds, skills training, and etc. But that work is not enough, because WHO said that people with disabilities have increased dependency problems. Even in high-income countries, there are 20 up to 40% of people with disabilities didn't receive the help that they need. So, it's the time for them to rise up and become independent persons, seeing the skills that they have. But you have to keep in mind that they still have disabilities and other aspects, such as cognitive, vision, hearing, dexterity, or even mental disorder. Let's take an example from our country. In Yogyakarta, there is an institution named Yipungkra that gives skills training for 30 people with disabilities who depend their life on self on hand. Actually, in Yipung, they are giving several courses such as swimming, crafting, computer, and even electrical courses. But they said that the most powerful, the most feasible solution to empower people with disabilities is to help people. And also have a very good potential market. But is it enough for them to survive in the future? How can people of the world know what they did? The most feasible solution for this issue by using drugs. But can they use it well? With the limits that they have, it's very difficult to use this or any information technology services that exist. So, should they give up? Absolutely no, because we propose a solution named Hopins. Hopins is an online marketplace that concerns in accessibility and specifically sales and craft made by disabled people. We focus our services to voice recognition, text-to-speech, and of course, visibility. In our application, we use Azure Webpack and API for all of the e-commerce that can be accessed by everyone. We use video speech recognition for the interactive feedback for the user. We use Windows Azure for our database management and storage. We use Windows Universal App for our standalone application that can be used to input new items to be sold in our database. And of course, we use resource review. So, for this works, let's begin on our demo with Silicon Sapphire.
Thank you, Matt, for the introduction. open hobbyist application.
Sorry about that. I didn't hear anything.
Open hobbyist application.
Sure. Opening Hovens. Welcome to the Hovens store. To add new product, say input. To manage your product, say manage. To manage your order, say order. To repeat the instruction, say help.
Input.
Welcome to the add product page. To capture a photo of your product, say capture.
Capture.
Image captured. If you want to capture another photo, say capture. If you are finished, say next.
Next.
What is the name of this product?
Brown Wallet.
The name of your product is Brown Wallet. If the name is correct, say next. If you want to repeat, say undo.
Next.
What is the type or category of this product?
Souvenir.
The type of your product is souvenir. If the type is correct, say next. If you want to repeat, say undo.
Next.
What is the material of this product?
Leather.
The material of your product is leather. If the type is correct, say next. If you want to repeat, say undo.
Next.
How much the price of this product in dollar?
$5.
The price of your product is $5. If the price is correct, say next. If you want to repeat, say undo.
Next.
Summary. The name of this product is Brown Wallet. The type of this product is souvenir. The material of this product is leather. The price of this product is $5. If you want to publish, say publish.
Since maybe 2 years ago, and by first years, they don't they have the same they have export their product to other countries. Also, actually, we have a role model in Tanzania. There is a fusion named EMA. EMA is also provide skills training, and they also sell the handicap that made by disabled people through the website. But we think it is just not enough because they still need other help to maybe input the data and maybe manage the website. So we think this one of our conversation is on our survey with headphones. This is the most efficient.
Say that I'm a person using this.
Yeah.
Then another problem. Then what can I do with this app? Because if I cannot Skype, for example, how can I package an order and send? I mean, there's still a gap in the e-commerce. If you want to focus on e-commerce, right? If there's still a gap in the capability that is not solved or helped by this app. Putting items in the product, this is the very first step. Yeah, if you guys don't have plans for this, yeah, well, that's just how it is, right?
Other application in other platforms. maybe in Android or etc. This one.
So usually for the voice recognition, it's nothing fancy about it because you are using the Microsoft accessibility, right?
Yep.
So basically what you provided is only just in an e-commerce, right? So why don't like the institution like Yakult just provide anything more? Lots of reasons need to be created and need to be fixed, so it is much more interesting for the end user, and then post it on the e-commerce. It will be much more better compared to if it is did by disabled people.
Actually, it hire people to help in e-commerce, but they can afford the fee that they have to pay to the store. They said to us, if we can make e-commerce that easily used by the store to this condition, we propose for this.
So do you think the maintaining the e-commerce site is much more simpler than posting the product?
Yeah, we also.
Okay, it's not there's no more questions. Thank you, Tim, for your presentation.
Good luck.